Houston Apollo 11, run. I'm ready to copy your message about the constant drag level.
Okay, Mike, of course this is in the event the GNN and the EMS quits and you have to fly the constant G. And what we're trying to do is to extend the constant G range from 1,100 to 1,500 miles. We've run this procedure in the simulator and it works fine. Basically, I'll go through it. Go through it, and then if you have any questions, come back. But it's the same lift vector up until max G, and then lift vector down, and then modulate the lift vector until G dot goes to zero. Okay, this procedure is essentially the same so far. And then hold G dot zero until you pass the retro elapsed time of V circular. And then after you pass this retro elapsed time of V circular, roll to a gimbal angle of 45 degrees. And then hold this constant bank angle of 45 degrees until you come to the retro elapsed time of drogues. Over.
Okay, that sounds straightforward enough. Understand constant G. Backup procedure. Lift vector up until max G, then lift vector down. Then modulate until bank angle until G dot equals zero. Maintain G dot equals zero until subcircular, then roll 45 degrees and hold until drogue time. Over.
Hey, that's mighty fine, Mike. That's correct.
This is Apollo Control at 192 hours, 2 minutes. This will be the first time in Apollo that crews have flown lift vector up during re-entry. Normally, lift vector is down. However, we want to extend the range by 215 miles. So for a short period, about a minute and 24-25 seconds during the blackout period, spacecraft will be flown with lift vector up. The computer program for that is number 65, up control. Apollo 11 is now 25,301 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity has increased to 12,263 feet per second.